It's the Dork Podcast. With Rich Keefe. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davey.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Remy Von Demi. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I took a breath from our last podcast. You know, I had to breathe it out a little bit, but I feel fine.
It ran a little hot. If you're listening on the podcast and you missed it, we did Roadhouse, the 2024 feature film that just came out this past weekend with Jake Gyllenhaal on Amazon Prime. Not great.
We didn't even really talk about how bad. We did talk about how bad Conor McGregor was, but
it's terrible.
Laughable.
Yeah. He sucked. Luckily, he
was almost bad enough that I would say it to his face.
almost,
but not quite.
Nope.
Yeah.
Ever have a chance to interview Conor McGregor, I'll be sure to tell him how great he was, and I can't wait to see him in other roles. Like, that's what's going to happen. That's a guy that could kick ass. Ryan, we have right out of the shoot, though, we have not one, but two. That's right. Two, should I have bought this is, should I have bought these? We have two different
should
ones.
Should we have bought these?
Let me pull up this first one here from a listener who goes by the name of Rob. Let's pull this up. Boom. Ooh. To the listener at home, not streaming on YouTube, what are we looking at here? Ryan.
We are looking at a high-quality print, some great artwork of three X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
We featured prominently our Rogue, Gambit, and Magneto.
Yep.
So it looks to be, is it part of a book or is that a print?
It's a print. It's a print. Yeah, I'll explain this whole thing, but you nailed the description. There are four in total, so you got to look at a couple other ones here.
So there's another one here, which has, again, three X-Men and a it appears to be Sabretooth, Wolverine, and Jubilee.
Mm-hmm. Like that
which
one.
Which looks pretty cool. And then you have Jean Grey, Cyclops, and Mr. Sinister.
Nice one. And then lastly,
We have Beast, Psylocke, awesome, and Storm in front of two
Sentinels. Yeah, that's pretty kick-ass.
Right, the word.
So this one, like I said, comes in from Rob. He said, so I'm a massive X-Men fan, and in honor of X-Men 97, I submit my Dan Mumford Villains Variant Exclusive Prints. It's a limited run of 75. He says, The pictures really don't do the colors justice. So I guess it really pops when you're seeing them in person. Each print is an 18 by 24 signed, embossed, and numbered. He says, my plan is to get frames for them and put them in my office. Originally, the set was blank. I bought them on the secondary market, shipped from the owner in Istanbul for blank for all four of them. So should I have... Thanks for everything. I listen every week. Should I have bought this? So first, guess the price. The one lump sum. So for all four
one
of them...
Sum.
Now, again, it's limited, it's signed, embossed, numbered, and there's only 75 of these.
Only 75 of these. So I'm going to say $125.
$300. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Now they're limited numbers.
It
is X-Men. I'm very,
it is X-Men.
Very, very pro X-Men. I love X-Men. Love it. It's a lot.
$300. Love it.
Do I love it for $300? Man.
$300.
$300. Because he said it would have been over $350. And then that's how much the original set was, I guess. So he saved a little bit on the back end, but. Man, I don't know. It's not about the item at all. Sometimes it's the item. Like immediately I see the item, I reject the item.
It's the item, and that's why for what's about to happen next, yeah. I will say yes. It is about the item to you.
Yes, you like this, right? Sir. You like this. These are going to look really nice. You hang these bad boys up. It's X-Men, four different villains, like eight different X-Men in these photos. So you know what? I think he's kind of talked me into it.
This is how we do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I feel is one of the things I consider when doing a should I have bought this?
Yes.
Is one.
Okay.
Is it going to be cool forever?
Mm.
That's going to be cool forever.
That was like Joey's arm tattoo last week.
Exactly.
That's going to be cool
the
forever.
The permanence of it.
Like so legit like forever.
Friars, X, Magneto helmet. He's going to keep that for like 10 years and then throw it away. Like it's not cool forever.
Although it's kind of been now immortalized here on the podcast,
has,
so maybe he will keep it. Maybe it got added value because it's one of the most memorable should I have bought this on this show.
And I hate to tell you this, but at some point, like those Funkos behind us are going to go away. Like
no,
they're not permanent.
Not these.
You know what I mean?
I have like a ton. Oop, wait a minute. Oh, no. I just messed up my computer. Hold on a second.
Oh no.
Oh, I got it. Oh, that was lucky. I don't know if that bumped it. Oh no. Anyway, we'll see how that sounds in post. I was trying to show all my I have like a second screen over here.
Up. Yeah.
And I record the show on this left screen, and so I was trying to move my main monitor around. I think I unplugged it, so I'm like, fuck. But listen, that's why you listen to the podcast because
you never know. Live TV, you never know what's going to happen.
That is true. We could say anything. Ooh.
Ooh, anything we want.
Any of these little fuckers ever pop out of the fucking wall and say, fuck, there's a horse cock in my room or a donkey dick?
Ratatouille!
That, full disclosure, that was an unlabeled sound drop. So I was like, just more curious. Again, curious like a cat, friends call me Whiskers. So I was like, it says sound three. I'm like, sound three?
Ratatouille!
That's just Stephen A. Smith saying Ratatouille.
What was that? The other thing that kills me is the guy who said Tingus Pingus before said that. I laugh every time.
Tingus Pingus?
Tingus Pingus.
Oh my God. That's good.
All right, you want to get to the next one?
Grab his dick and twist it!
All right, let's get to the next. We have another. Send them in, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Get back on the should I have bought this bandwagon. And Ryan, I believe this one comes from somebody on this very podcast.
It sure as shit does. Look what showed up in the mail today. Explain it to our viewers, Richard.
Oh, that is a lightsaber, folks. We are looking at a authentic lightsaber. Ryan, as we know, just went to Disney World. And so, I mean, he might as well have gone to Tatooine himself. Holy
I went to Batuu.
Look at that
thing.
What's the weight on that?
That's what I was going to talk about. Okay. So if you look at this, so how this works, so you go to the workshop and you actually construct your own lightsaber.
Awesome.
So the way there's four categories to choose from. They are named protection and defense, power and control, peace and justice, and this one, which is elemental nature.
Whoa.
So you can tell that has like kind of like it's got some bone in it.
Yeah.
Some leather. It looks like Oh, natural. I love this one. So this was picked out. So the way I did it, you can take one person into the shop with you.
Really?
Yeah. They do like a whole thing with it. Right. So it's actually really cool. And there's like four parts. So there's four parts of it.
Okay.
Right. So you have like the bottom, like the middle here, this middle, and then the top, the emitter.
Yeah.
And so there's two options for each of the four categories.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty sweet. So you actually get, it's fully custom, right? And the weight, as you said, this thing weighs about 3 pounds. They're all metal.
Like, oh, this is okay. All metal. Nice. All right.
This thing's heavy. First thing, it's like, and it's like solid construction.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything's metal. So, and then they give you your kyber crystal.
Sick.
Which you pick, right?
Okay.
So there's been a lot of speculation about this.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, don't look it up.
I have no idea.
Right?
Yeah.
How much do you think for the experience?
Okay. What did you say the experience?
For the experience and for the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle, the custom lightsaber.
Okay.
It comes with the blade. I have the blade here, which we'll get to next.
Okay.
Comes with a carrying case and a special edition like button. So they, whatever one you pick, they give you like a pin.
A button?
And that's what you wear in, like a pin.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
This is the elemental nature pin.
Oh, no
that
shit.
They give you to identify it.
Okay.
So, what's your guess?
My guess would be 250.
We going with tax? With tax?
Oh, with tax? Oh, yeah. You're down in Florida. They'll smack you around a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tax. All right, let me bump it up to 275.
Just over.
Oh, okay.
$263.
$263.
The lightsaber itself is $250, but it's my lightsaber.
Oh, no shit. So that was my guess. I had not looked this up. I've never been there. I don't have one, but so I was like.
And it's Disney, so they know they're going to gouge you there,
well,
too.
Well, Disney, yeah. How much was a fucking soda? Like, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, that shit's crazy there, right? So
263?
I leave it to you and the listeners. Now, again.
I mean.
This is prominently displayed behind me. This is in my house forever.
Yeah, but I would.
My lightsaber.
For me, like, these last two are about X-Men and Star Wars. Like, that's. Yeah. Why we do this podcast. These are the two of my favorite things in the world. They have been since I was just a little bit of a guy all the way up until now, and I don't think that's changing. And I would love that. And that's something like you don't need 20 of those. You don't need 10 of those.
Just one.
You need one. You need one goddamn
And when
lightsaber.
You eventually go to visit the mouse, Richard.
I'm going, man.
I know you're a thrifty guy.
No, I'm getting
you
that.
You need one. You need this.
I'm obviously going to get that. So I would have to go... With
this is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Absolutely.
Now I know the coolest part, right? Is it does make noise and it is motion activated. So when I swing it around, it goes like woom, woom, right? Okay. But there's been a lot of speculation. A lot of people have been asking me,
yes,
what color?
Because
all right, so when you go, hang on,
how many options do you have? Because we've all seen the movies and the shows.
Tricky.
Okay, this is what I need to know.
In the workshop, there are four options. They are green,
blue,
red,
purple,
and purple.
White's not an option.
It's not. However, if you go next door to like the gift shop, there are many other options. One of them, Richard, if you buy a red kyber crystal, they do not exist in the workshop. But if you go next door, one out of 100 red kyber crystals are black.
Wow. Okay.
So I said to the woman working there.
Darksaber?
Which one is the black one? And she looked at me and she said, I don't know. And I said, you're a liar.
She said,
if... He's like, if I knew which one it was, I would buy them all and then send like sell them. I was like, fair point.
Yeah. All right.
So, but there are several different colors. So I asked you.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
All right. So you can't
you hear that?
Yep. Yep.
Wait.
Yeah, you're locked in now.
Locked in now. So all I'm gonna shut the lights off.
Okay.
My thing.
Good.
You can tell the people what you see. Ready? So remember the options.
All right. So the options were green. Blue, red, and purple, like Mace Windu.
So those are the ones you can. Then you can buy additional ones.
You can buy. Okay.
Ready. So let's get. Is anyone in the chat? What color are you guessing?
So my guess. You're not a Sith. That's not your speed. It's not red. I can eliminate red. I also feel like you enjoy the work of Samuel L. Jackson and Mace Windu. But that's kind of a one-off. I feel like you're not going purple. I'm going to eliminate purple. Matthew in the chat says purple. I disagree. Joshua says green. Tyler says blue. So I got it down to between blue and green. Sabers that I believe Luke has wielded both. I will go with green as my final answer.
Green is your final answer. Yep. Are you ready?
Yes.
You want to count it down?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Would have been really fun if you started at like 13.
109. 108. Yeah. Whoa. Is that blue? Dave's going blue.
That's white.
Wait a minute. I was like fucking, I didn't think that was an option. I didn't think that was a choice, Ryan.
I got an aftermarket one.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You know what it was? Oh, now it shows up white because my shitty eyes, it was picking up your shirt behind you, like on your neck. Oh, so it came across a little bit of blue. That's my bad.
White.
Fucking white's the best one. The Ahsoka Tano.
And what I found. So when I built it, you were right. So when I built the original one, I got green.
Oh, you did?
So I have a green crystal. Yeah.
Okay. But
ready? Shut it off. Did you hear it?
No.
Can't hear it.
Oh, no, now, no, I heard that. Yeah, I just got it.
Ready?
Oh, that's sick. It sounds like it goes
off. That's sick?
Dude, that's good.
So, yeah,
that's,
I went aftermarket white. So they also have yellow. So they have yellow in the shop, too.
Oh, who uses a yellow one? Anybody?
There are some, but I don't know.
White's badass. Yeah. I think because I love Ahsoka Tano so much, white's that's a really good one.
And
white's badass.
If you know, so you know that it's the middle way. So it's neither, like you said, you're neither Sith nor Jedi.
Yep, I like
and that. And they only exist when you purify a red crystal.
I'm with Tyler. He likes the white. I hate the trick question. It seemed like a trick question.
I didn't want to make, it was kind of, the way I worded it was a trick question. I was trying to, like, there are other ones, but I didn't want to give you the other options.
No, I get
if
it.
If I said there was a white option, you would be like, you got white.
Yeah, like white's the best one. White's sick. Yeah, white's good. Green's good. I might be tempted, again, I might be very tempted to go red. I think I could see myself going
and the
Sith.
The power and control ones are actually pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's fun. Like there's a lot of choices and like that's.
But they do, there's like a whole show.
Yeah.
And then, so the guy comes over and he's like, it's real people. And they're talking and they tell you where they got the Kyber crystals. Like, you know, Rey's trying to rebuild the new Jedi Order. We found like these Kyber crystals around, like we were part of the resistance, whatever. And he's going through this whole thing.
That's cool.
So he comes over to me and Tess, my younger daughter. And he's like, wow. He's like, you put that together pretty quickly. Like, you're pretty good at this. And I'm like, I've been waiting for this my whole life.
you're like, sir, it is like since the first movie came out, I've been waiting for this
day. Well, it's funny. So we went on the rise of the Resistance ride. And part of it, it's like three rides within one. And you go in and like, you're like basically like captured by Imperials.
Wow.
Like by like the First Order. And they like tell you, like, don't tell them anything. Like, don't tell them like anything about like the Rebel Bay, whatever. And my wife looks at me. She's like, are you nervous? I go, nope. Been ready for this my whole life. Yeah. I'm looking at my 7-year-old. I'm like, don't tell her goddamn thing. Don't tell him a goddamn thing. And she's like, I don't remember the name of it anyway.
Perfect.
Like, great.
Good. Yeah, say that. Say that a little bit louder. Yeah. A little bit louder. That's perfect. Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. So when you go into the shop to build the lightsaber, how long were you in, like from start to finish? How long was that, you think?
It's like half hour, 40 minutes. So they do the whole thing. It's like a half hour.
Dude, so that's a blast. Bring you, like, so like, but it's not just like go in there and like pick it out. Like you get to like,
no,
there's a whole, like so when you said there's an experience with it, I wasn't sure what you meant. Like, so now I get like, that's sick.
Yeah. And so they come and they talk to you about it and they tell you, like, you know, and the guy was like, he was really good. It's like, there's like leather strapping on this. And he's like, that leather, you know, keeping moisture out. Like, they know, like, these people are, they're like actors. Like, they're really.
That looks kind of like, and I don't remember what he used in the movie, but that sword, the handle reminds me of something like Qui-Gon Jinn would use.
Yeah, and what's cool about, like, so what I'm pissed about is, like, so the bottom part, like the butt, they said that there's been different editions of these. And this one I wanted, and they upgraded it. But this used to be, the bottom was a Rancor tooth.
Oh, really?
So it would look actually fucking cooler, but they don't, it's like a, it's something.
No, dude, that's
now,
kick ass. Like you sold me. I'm definitely, whenever I go, I'm getting one of those. I don't know why you wouldn't. You'd be crazy not to.
Crazy not to. It's once in a lifetime.
It is.
And I met Chewbacca. So,
I saw that. Oh, you get to post that picture or I'll post it on the dork stuff or whatever.
Two best co-pilots in the galaxy.
That's right.
Finally met.
Finally. That was a good-looking Chewbacca, too. That's a real deal. He's like, what was he, 7 feet tall?
Yeah, the voice was spot on and everything. It was actually pretty awesome.
That's a blast.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all ready for Bisque?
T- Topic du jour time, Ryan?
You don't want to talk about my lightsaber anymore?
I could. I could do another hour on it, if you're being honest. Like I definitely could talk lightsabers.
Look at the detail in that thing.
Jesus.
The carvings and like the bone and everything. Look at the emitter.
That's so cool. That thing.
Leather straps. It's fucking heavy. You hit someone with it, it's going to hurt them.
You going to bring it to your class?
I was just going to have it like on display. Like, yeah. I'll get like a stand for it.
You see Mr. Davey as his lightsaber?
Just walk down the hall with it. Just point it at people. Yeah. Move.
Your wife's in the chat. She wants us to do the chewy noise. Can you do
it? She can't do it. The reason she's doing that, she can't do it.
I can't either. We had a guy at Hobart who did it like spot on. Like it was like exactly from the movie.
I can do it once in a while. I'll say like 1 out of 10. Like I do it right.
If I just had a big bowl of soup, I could do it.
Yeah.
You need there's something about it. It's never really been in my wheelhouse. As you know, I do a lot of impressions. I can do Bane really well.
You can do Bane.
I could do The Godfather. Am I going to make him an offer he couldn't refuse? I do a lot of really good impressions. So Chewbacca is sadly not one of them. Yeah. I can't do it. I don't even know. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'm too busy doing my brand.
Yeah, I have to like, I don't want to do it. And it's going to sound really bad. Wait, I have like dry mouth right now. I'm going to hit the ginger ale. Hang on.
All right. How about this?
I have seen a security hologram of him killing younglings.
I did it. Did you hear it?
That was good.
I did it.
Yeah, you got that picked up nicely. That was really good.
But you do have to like
prep yourself.
Have to like Christian Bale, like get method. Like I have to like, get into like a headspace to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime we have Chewbacca on the podcast, that's great.
When in the early days of the internet, I was telling someone this the other day, I remember it was like one of the first like viral things, this guy like pretended to sell something on Craigslist and it was like an ex-girlfriend or something. Or like, and he said, I'll give it to whoever does the best Chewbacca impression, and then gave out her number.
Awesome.
So, and so just people
just calling and doing Chewbacca impressions.
Good shit.
That's great. Question for the chat. Who would you rather have as a +1 as a Jedi? Would you rather Chewbacca or R2-D2?
+1 as a Jedi? Well, Chewbacca isn't a Jedi.
No. If you're a Jedi, who's your +1? Because neither of them are, but they both have a tremendous amount of skills that can get you out of a jam.
I would say, and I've said this to people before, I think not the best Star Wars character, but my personal favorite Star Wars character of all time is Chewbacca.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's because like I think we talked about it. I was like, that guy's seen it all. He's been in everything. He's seen from tip to tail. He's been there.
Kashyyyk? He's from Kashyyyk, for God's sakes.
From home planet of Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
Yep. But he says in Solo, he's like 190 years old.
He's an old timer.
He's been there since the beginning.
Wait, so will he? That wasn't him in the Acolyte trailer, right? Or that was just that couldn't have been him. But that was just that was another.
But he would have been a kid, like a little kid.
It would have been a little guy running around.
Yeah,
man, makes you think.
Makes you think.
Makes you real think.
Y'all ready for bisque?
You already fucking asked me that.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it's the topic of the day. And today, it's the first two episodes of X-Men 97, the reboot to the X-Men, the animated series. It is a Disney Plus series, and it's going to be a weekly show. But this week, they put out the first two episodes, which a lot of shows really seem to do. And let me just start where the show starts. The intro of X-Men is the same theme song that they had back in the 90s. And people were all making the jokes about, like, they give you the skip intro option on this. And it's like, you are a fucking serial killer if you skip the X-Men intro. Yeah. I was like, trying to think, if you were in a room with people watching X-Men and the skip button came on and somebody like hit it, like what everybody would be like, the fuck? So
it got me thinking, turn it off.
Yeah. If you don't want to watch this, you don't want to watch the show. So it got me thinking, what are the other unskippable intros that you've run across in TV shows. I have another one, but it's obvious for a couple reasons, but the Bluey intro is so good and the kids like it. So you're a psychopath if you skip that, because it's an extra 30 seconds for them. Like, their attention is on it. And it's just a quick roll call. It's a catchy song and then you're done. It's quick. And like,
you know, we like to do in the Davey household.
Do it yourself.
I also have two daughters.
Yep,
we point at each other.
We do too. We do too.
And that person has to dance.
Yeah. It's great. It took a little bit because Cece always wanted to be Bingo. She identified as Bingo early on. Mm-hmm. And then now she's like, I'm Bluey. Like, I'm Bluey now, and Georgie's Bingo.
You're Bluey now.
And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
That's how it goes.
So yeah, we have very similar.
And what's great households. is Bingo is no lesser than Bluey.
They're both terrific.
Yep.
No, I feel like, and I'm sure you do as well. I was telling Katie this the other day. I'm like, I feel like we have human live action versions of Bluey and Bingo in the house.
That's
we do. It's ridiculous. Like, at one point, so today, not to go down a whole road of like kid stories. Oh, actually, I do have a funny one. But there was like, somehow, I don't know where these items even came from, but at one point today, I was in the kitchen with Katie, and down the hallway comes Cece and Georgie. Cece found like a recorder,
a hot cross buns,
like a hot cross buns recorder, and Georgie had like a whistle, and the two of them are just like whistling and record like super loud, and I'm like, I don't know where these things even came from. But this is good. You can relate to this. And then I promise, well, I'll move on from kid talk. But so, you know how like you can catch them like talking to each other and like the things that they say. And like, sometimes it's like, it's legit, like really honestly very cute. And so I'm driving them home and they're both in the back seat, and Cece leans over to Georgie and she goes, Georgie, give me that gold coin or I'll cut off your face. And I was like driving, and like part of me was like dying laughing on the inside.
The other worst. Part was like, you're trying not to laugh.
I go, no. The first thing came out of my mouth, no. I go, you don't say that to her. And then I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, where did she hear that from? Like, I don't, like, oh, I don't. Cool. It's school. Fucking school. Playground. Yeah. Goddamn playground. Somebody said they're going to cut her face off. I'm like, that's a horror movie thing. Like, what the fuck is that? Give me that gold coin or I'll cut your face off.
So, Superbad,
you don't have a steady enough hand for that.
You don't have the technology or the steady hand to do that. So one of the things that's been a hot topic in the Davey household recently is the idea of swearing.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
And so, because they've watched movies like, we watched Beetlejuice, and she's like, no, nice fucking model, you know, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
So my older daughter was like, will you be mad like if I swear? And I was like, no, I'm not mad if you swear, but you can't swear at somebody.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
You can't be like, fuck you, but you can be like,
you stub your toe. You know? So, yeah.
So I'm sitting in my office, and my living room is like right there.
Yeah.
And like, I heard my older daughter say to my younger daughter, just like this, Tess, are you fucking serious? Like, she like dropped something or took something to her. She told me, are you fucking serious?
Right. So she, I mean,
like in context, like perfect cadence.
Used
like
it correctly.
Nine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Use it, nailed it. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Are you fucking serious? And I think she told her like not to eat all the like the Twizzlers.
Yeah, she's like, I thought I was gonna get some of those. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. No. Anyway, back to the intros. So the intro kills it, and it puts you back in a place like you're 8 or 10 years old again when you hear the intro. But I was trying to think, because when we did the True Detective season 4, the show wasn't great, but that Billie Eilish song at the beginning kicked ass. And so I didn't skip that very often.
Game of Thrones, when they were like, go to, you would know where you were going that episode.
Yeah.
Is kind of one you kind of have to watch.
That's a good combo of the stuff on the screen, and the song's kind of a cool song. And then like,
I also never skip Breaking Bad because it's too short to skip. It actually takes longer to skip it than to just let it do its thing.
Dude, the fucking Bad Batch gives you the option to skip it. I'm like, skip what? It just flashes up Bad Batch. Just it takes Bad 5 seconds.
that's what Breaking Bad was like. Dun, dun, and it would take, they would like have that like pause where you hit skip. It actually just play it out. It's the same amount of time.
Yeah. True Bloods was good. I don't know if I was talking about it on this podcast or the last episode that we did, but the True Blood podcast that I've been listening to, they had the singer from that band. So that was like a song, and that band like wasn't really even doing much. And then the guy that like was running True Blood heard it and was like, hey, let's use this. And remember, yeah. like they had weird imaging. It was like
it was like
cult-ish and like weird stuff, and like it was all Bayou stuff.
Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil.
Intro to Daredevil's awesome.
Daredevil has a really good one. I also think, especially when it's like a half hour show, and if it's an hour long show that you're trying to binge, it's hard not to skip it because you're just like, I'm just trying to get as many episodes as I can. And you feel like that minute is going to like save you, but
it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And X-Men, the animated series is 25 minutes long or whatever. So like, I'm always going to watch the intro.
One of the greatest theme songs ever composed.
Yes. Yeah. Stranger Things is another one I like quite a bit. It's a good intro song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this series really does. I was curious when they announced this going back a couple years ago, how this was all going to play out. And it is like a continuation from the X-Men, the animated series. Mm-hmm. That one ends with them going after Professor X, and this one, they got him. And so now it's like, all right, where do you go from here? And it's that same crew of people. And also of note, they have, I double checked this, four of the same voiceover or voice cast.
Yeah, you tell immediately.
You can tell who and who isn't. So Storm is the same person, although she didn't do season one, but she jumped in season two and has done everything since. Wolverine, Rogue, and Beast are all the same. Everybody else, now a couple of these guys passed away. I think Cyclops, the guy that voiced Cyclops, might be dead, and maybe Magneto. So some of them had to change. Other ones, they just changed for whatever reason. But there is some overlap in there. But, I mean, it just takes you right back to being a little kid watching the show. And there's been some really good X-Men movies. Like, I love some of the X-Men movies. But I don't know if it ever got better than the show. Like, some of the arcs in the show, like Days of Future Past or Dark Phoenix or whatever, were so fucking good on the show.
And I think what they did that was smart is the show, from a story standpoint, picks up right where this 97 picks up right where the first animated series left off, like you said.
Yeah.
But when you think about, like, who is this for? Like, they could have easily put in some, like, more kiddie stuff to make it for, like, kids now. But, like, when I started watching this, I mean, I was in elementary school. Right, because how many seasons did it go?
It came out in 92, I think, right? Wasn't it 92 to 96? And then this is why they call it 97, right? Yeah. So
yeah, and so but like my almost 10-year-old like wouldn't really like it. Mm-hmm. It's for us.
I know, yeah.
Like, and you realize that pretty quickly. Like the way the dialogue goes, it's humming along, but it's like there's a lot of stuff here to unpack, and I think they're fucking going for it.
Yeah,
with this. Well, and dude, again,
yeah, plus it's X-Men, so it's always been sort of that Martin Luther King, Malcolm X thing,
and that's what people, obviously you go to Twitter and people are like, oh, this fucking movie. Like, it's always been that you from just weren't 60s. Paying attention.
Yeah, in the 60s that's what they were doing with X-Men.
Yeah, but it's also they've expanded it because, well, we're getting into spoilers. But
well, let's go ahead and let's just count on a spoiler. There's only two episodes anyway, so like we'll do a season ender when it's done. But like everything now is, if you haven't seen any of the episodes, just know that it's great, and I loved it, and I can't wait to watch more of it. But so yeah, we can get into the plots and the storyline.
And then so essentially, Charles Xavier is dead. They're trying to figure out, Jean Grey is pregnant. They're trying to figure out what the dynamic is going to be moving forward. Lo and behold, the entire Xavier School for the Gifted has been left to Eric Lenscher Magneto, who is then promptly arrested. And then he goes in front of the government and he gives like this incredible speech.
Yeah.
About how, you know, I did what I did because like, I'm trying to protect my own. Can you imagine like you trying to do that?
And like, that's what you're doing with this, but that's what I've been doing this whole time. He's like, I've never hurt anybody that hasn't hurt a mutant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they go down this road of like, you've told people throughout history who they can love, who they can be, what they can look like. And he goes through like this whole thing, and it's kind of like, all right, it's a little bit on the nose, but then I remind myself that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not for kids. Like I said, it's clearly like kids won't get it.
Yeah.
It's for us. Like, and they're dealing with like, you know, people are trying to storm the Capitol because they're, you know, talking to someone who's like not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So it's a little on the nose. And if you get a bee in your bonnet about that, like, tough shit.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's awesome.
No, it is. It's so good. I also love that one scene. So another major part of these two episodes is that Storm loses her powers.
Yeah.
But before she loses her powers, there's that line there with, I don't know, was it a sentinel or whatever? Like something picks up on her and they're like, Omega level mutant detected.
Yep.
So just like, it's a quick line, but for all the dorks in the world, like it's like just sort of an acknowledgement that Storm is far and away the most powerful, like of the current X-Men.
Yes.
And like, we'll run into some more, but.
Her and Magneto are and Jean Grey are like the only ones
true.
Who
Jean,
are like
Omega Jean.
Level
yeah.
mutants. But one of the things, it's like a throwaway line too, when Storm loses her powers, that and Jean says, we have to get her to Muir Island.
Yes.
Which is like the center for mutant research.
Yeah.
It's like that island. It's in the comics. It's been in a couple of movies. They mentioned Genosha.
Yep.
They mention, who knows where this is going?
Oh, it's great. It's going to be awesome. And then so Storm takes off, and it's the whole thing was, so Cyclops and Jean Grey were going to leave, but then Cyclops doesn't want to leave Magneto there. And it's like a whole thing. Magneto's like, to me, you can just never trust Magneto. Like Magneto's like, hey, like,
no,
I'm going to do what Charles said, but he's like, but Charles is wrong. And then also Magneto and Rogue had a thing. So like they sort of showed that a little bit.
Yeah. So people were like, this does happen canonically.
Yeah.
And the reason why, if you watch when they go to touch each other, there's like a little spark. So apparently he has an electromagnetic field around him.
Interesting.
That keeps, they're not actually touching.
Got it.
It's very thin, but they're not actually touching.
How thin?
So thin you barely know it's there.
For his and for her pleasure.
Wasn't that some weird condom commercial for a while?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, not to be crass, but like we're gonna ask the questions here. Could Magneto make love to Rogue and not have all of his powers drained from him? Think about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Much to the chagrin of our boy Gambit.
Gambit's fucking left out in a lurch here, and he saw her coming out of the office. He's like, I don't like that. I don't like where that's going.
Don't like that one bit.
Yep. No. But then, so we get Nathan Summers. So we get a little baby Cable too.
Little baby Cable, baby Cabes.
Little baby Cabes up in this.
What I don't like about this show.
Okay.
Morph is a great character.
Mm.
Like and Morph. By the way, we got Sunspot.
Yeah, dude. We got like sort of like an origin Sunspot, which is cool. Cause if you remember the original X-Men, the animated series, I believe it was the very first episode was them getting Jubilee on board. It was like Jubilee got attacked, like at a mall. And they got Jubilee. She even referenced it in this episode. But yeah, that was Sunspot. At first I saw it, and then I'm like, who is this guy? And then I saw the arm, and you're like, it's not a fucking Sunspot.
I'm going to say this, though. And one of the biggest things, the problems I have with like this X-Men crew, and I haven't done my research, I haven't looked it up. What is Bishop's mutant ability?
Well, I mean, he's a time traveler, but like...
Well, yeah, but like...
Is that it?
Like, he's a mutant. I don't know.
But is it just because he can travel time? Maybe that's his ability. And he's fucking good with a gun and he's a big guy.
Yeah, but like, I don't really know what his.
Ooh.
Lucas Bishop.
Dude, Matthew has a game changing idea.
What's that?
Could Rogue use one of those power dampening collars and then just have like a safe word?
Probably.
Hell yeah. You just figured it out. Because that was there always a thing. She puts on one of those power dampeners, and then her and Gambit, everything's good, I would think.
According to the Wikipedia, he has accelerated healing, superhuman strength, superhuman speed, superhuman stamina, enhanced reflexes. Yeah.
He's got everything.
Superhuman endurance, near invulnerability, psionic resistance.
Hell yeah.
Energy conversion. Absorbed energy in different ways, such as taking it and shifting it into energy forms. Concussive blasts, energy resistance. So it's pretty lame, but...
Yeah, but he was a cool character.
Yeah, he's like, I guess.
I guess. Who's your favorite? Oh, so your favorite X-Man of all time was Nightcrawler, right?
Nightcrawler, yeah.
Yeah, see, I was always a big Iceman fan. He's one of the OGs.
I mean, everyone loves Wolverine. I mean, it's easy to say Wolverine. I did like Gambit a lot, insane. Too.
I was a big Gambit Rogue fan. As a kid, I loved the Gambit and Rogue dynamic. And that's why, at first, I didn't love the first X-Men movie. No. I shouldn't say that. I did love the first X-Men movie. I didn't like how Rogue was sort of the new one and, like, the young one. I liked the Southern drawl Rogue that was, like... Mm-hmm. Could fly and like, you know what I mean? Like, I like that a little bit better, but I really do like most of the X-Men movies. I've compared the X-Men movies to Star Wars movies where you understand that there's some absolute dog shit out there, but if you just sort of kind of prop up the really good ones, you're in a good spot. But now this show kicks ass, and Marvel animation is not exactly can't miss. Like, I did not enjoy the What If series very much.
No,
you know, and I can't imagine I'm going to like Marvel Zombies when that comes out.
No, because that was like an episode.
Yeah.
And you're going to make a whole series out of that?
No, thanks.
But this, I mean, this is someone sick. Said in a review, this is the best thing Marvel's done in years. Mm. And it actually is. It's off, like, if it keeps continuing in this, like, this kind of more elevated trend. It's not like a cartoon. It looks like a kid's cartoon, but it's really not.
No.
I would have to do a lot of explaining.
Yeah, right. You know? That's the thing. It's like...
Yeah.
You're straight up making a cartoon for a bunch of 30, 40-year-olds, which is fine.
I'm totally fine. I need this in my life right now.
It's true. Yep. So I'm pumped.
It's a little bit of a bright spot.
It is. Like, I'm thrilled about it. I think it's a good little twist, too, to have sort of Magneto leading the X-Men and sort of see where it goes. And if it's anything like the original run of the series, you're going to pull in like a million different characters. It's very much... like Batman, the animated series, where it's so good, you can do all kinds of cool stuff, and you can use, like, the whole universe. Like, there's going to be so many other villains popping into this series, other characters that work with the X-Men. There might even be Avengers. Like, we'll see what they do with it, but, like, I'm pumped.
And what was really cool, too, is, like, there was that one fight scene in the courthouse where Morph turned into, like, five... other characters that weren't with them. So he turned into Psylocke, Colossus.
That's cool as hell. Yeah.
And he did Blob. He turned into Blob once. And I forget someone, it was someone else too.
Oh, that was a cool scene when he turned into the Blob. And that's when Wolverine went flying. Oh, that was a badass scene when Gambit hopped on Wolverine's back. And then he, like, supercharged his claws, and then he jumped onto Morph, who was Blob, and, like, bounced all the way up. Like, that was cool.
Cut,
like,
the Sentinel's head off. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That was badass. They do some really...
Keep doing that.
They do some cool more shit. Like, that. The team-ups are good. And the animated series almost works a little bit better because so many of the X-Men have these, like, fantastical powers that are pretty hard to do, even with the CGI. It's tough to really... Like, some of the stuff that, like, Jean Grey can do, and Storm, and Rogue, like, and... It looks, you can do whatever you want with the animation. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm pumped. Hot start for X-Men 97. And looking forward to what is next. All right. You guys can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Dork Podcast. Send us an email, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. And you have your finger up.
I have one quick pick of the pod.
Oh, hell yeah. Quick actually, I yeah, go ahead. Let's do this.
Pick of the
you
pod. You want to do the thing?
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
So we mention him frequently and fondly on this podcast, but the person responsible for our jingles and all of our intros and all of our transition music.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Marcus. Yep.
This week in Dork. Yeah.
The host of the now defunct Boxers podcast.
That's right.
Has... I think yesterday dropped his first album on Spotify and all major streaming networks. His band's name, or Norris the Terrible.
Yeah.
And it's live from the Fallout Shelter. It's on any streaming service you can get. It's fucking good. I mean, he's good. He's a musical theater guy. Like, clearly, like, he's a very talented musician and singer. Check it out. It's awesome. It's actually really well done. I listened to it in the car going to First City Meets today. Very nice. Well done. So congratulations, Marcus and all the best success in the future. Go listen to that. Stream the shit out of it.
Yeah, same. I saw that he tweeted it, and he's like, hey, it's on Spotify now, and so I'm on Apple Music, so I immediately checked Apple Music. It's on there as well.
Yep.
Give it a rip. It's like 9 or 10 songs. He had had one out before, which was a banger. I've Got Joy. That's a great song. And so he's got 9 others, so it's sick. It's fun. And so give it a listen, and yeah.
And we know that guy.
We know him. We know him. Yeah. We've done podcasts with him before. He likes movies too. So, but in all seriousness, guys, give that a rip. Norris the Terrible. And tell him you like it and tell him Dork sent you. All right, that'll do it for us. Next week, TBD. So keep an eye on the Twitter and the Instagram. We'll let you know once we figure out what we are doing. But Double Dork, we'll move it back to Sunday night. So, Dave, that'll do it for us. And promise me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, man, I'm not gonna promise you that.